Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from Etemiyan Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. If you are watching on Facebook and YouTube, you're welcome. If you're not and you'd like to watch, please go to Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. You'll be able to join us on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. We're also live on our website, by the way. Nigeriainfo.fm is our website. If you don't have our mobile app, you can download it from Google Play Store if you're on Android. If you're on iPhone, you can download it from your app store, Nigeria Info FM. Just search for that word and you'll be able to download our mobile app and listen live to the show. This morning, we are taking a look at the surrendered Boko Haram and ISWAP members. Should they be pardoned or should they be prosecuted? If you joined us at 5, you'd understand, you know, the background that I gave. But because of time, because my guest is quite very engaged, he just decided to give us this few minutes of his time. So let's not, waste any further time on this conversation. I have joining us via the telephone Abdulaziz Sulaiman. He's a spokesman for Coalition of Northern Groups. Mr. Sulaiman, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's just dive straight into it. What is the position of CNG on this matter? The Borno State government seem to think that, look, we have no other option than to absorb these guys back into the communities, and they've even appealed to the communities, their host communities, to take them back. The Ariwa Consultative Forum is saying that, look, it's either you set others free, others that are in captivity, those are undergoing trial, or you hold on to this one to let them face justice. What is the position of CNG on this?
You see, our position is no different from the position of every reasonable person. I think reasonably, these people should not just be pardoned. I don't know the standards with which government accepted their repentance. Hmm. You see, these are people who, I mean, there is no way. It's quite unreasonable to expect that the society will accept them. Hmm. Because government has the prerogative to forgive offenders of certain categories, but government has no power to force communities to accept offenders. You see, in the case of this Boko Haram insurgency, right, you find it's a situation where your neighbor's son has killed my father or my mother, and you expect me to live with him again. I mean, that's quite unreasonable. Hmm. I think government must have to have a rethink, and quite sure government may not have everything. Nigerians must have to speak out. Nigerians must have to kick against this. Otherwise, it will encourage other people, it will encourage other groups to rise and take up arms and let us say we have repented. Hmm. I mean, this is quite unreasonable. It's quite unreasonable, and we are going to kick against it. We are going to resist that.
But then if you look at the plight of some of the members of Boko Haram, who said that they were taken forcefully from their homes to join this terrorist group. What do you think should happen to those?
No, you see, I mean, anyone can just say that. Hmm. Anyone can just say that. Why are other children not forced to join them? You see, I don't think it's quite likely that you pick about 100 youths, give them arms, and they say you are forcing them. They must have been perhaps indoctrinated, which is quite a different thing. And you, let's take other crimes for example.
Okay.
I cannot willingly come to a joint, smoke Igbo, when I'm arrested, as you know, is the dealer that has forced me. Hmm. I mean, that is quite unacceptable. And okay, let them go to the court and tell the court that they were forced. But why just allow them? Let them be prosecuted. Let them put up that defense that they were forced before the court. I mean, people, you see, the society would feel a little bit comforted if these people are prosecuted.
Right.
Otherwise, there is going to be a different monster created, because these people will not be accepted by the society. I'm telling you.
Hmm. Again, what is your position on this argument that the war against Boko Haram cannot be won or settled with bullets and guns? that we'll need other method of solution. What's your position on that?
Yeah, I think it's just like every other conflict, you don't just rely on the use of force. It's just like every other conflict in all, the world over. You use other means if you can. But first and foremost is the use of force, because these people are using force. So you have to counter their force, then you use other means. So social measures and so on.
Before I let you go, I know you're very busy. Before I let you go, tell us the position of the CNG, especially particularly regarding the PIA, the Petroleum Industry Act that has been signed. Has your group taken position yet on that?
We took a position before it was signed.
Okay.
We rejected it. We asked the National Assembly to stop the process, but they have signed it now, so it's going to be a different issue.
What were your concerns then? What were your concerns?
Our concerns were that we observed that a certain individual, a certain businessman, is likely to monopolize the entire business environment as the major beneficiary of the PIB. Because you see, we have some pointers to the fact that this man is going to be the producer of oil or the refiner of oil and its transporter at the same time, which means that as far as the far north is concerned, they would certainly have to buy fuel at a much higher price than those people who are close to the source. Because this man will have to transport it. You see, this PIB tends to scrape the Petroleum Equalization Trust Fund. That Petroleum Equalization Trust Fund is the fund used to equalize the prices because it's not government funded. It's deduced from the fuel we buy, the daily, and reserved. So it's used to equalize the prices from, for instance, in Calabar, you buy, in Port Harcourt, you buy fuel at 10 naira. You also buy it in Maiduguri at 10 naira. But if it's a private individual that is now going to transport, he will certainly not sell fuel in Lagos.
He had to give us a minute or so to talk to us on the matter. But if you are just joining us, this is what we've been talking about.
Talk never stop.
When I collect my salary, my husband will lock me in the house and make sure I submit to the home money.
My wife woke me in the night one certain time, and he asked me a question that I should swear whether if I don't cheat on her. And leave the sleep just collects.
Spending what little revenue we have to look for oil is a waste of money that could have been used to diversify our economy so that the government has other revenue streams.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Arewa Consultative Forum says if she will pardon these surrendered Boko Haram members, then you must pardon those undergoing trial. You must pardon those in captivity as well. Now you just heard the coalition of northern groups, very vocal groups, speaking up on the northern interest. They have also followed suit in saying that you cannot pardon them. It is unreasonable to do that. Now, let's give a context to this. Audu Ogbe, the chairman of Arewa Consultative Forum, says, and I quote him, "Is I am sorry enough to bring relief to Nigerians and the thousands of dead and maimed? What of those victims bombed in churches, mosques, schools, and markets? What of all the men and women in uniform murdered by them? Who can count the thousands of widows and orphans they have created?" Chief Audu Ogbe, one-time Minister of Agriculture, and the chairman of Arewa Consultative Forum speaking there. On Saturday, the Borno State government, they were busy appealing to communities in Borno to please accept these surrendered Boko Haram fighters back into their communities. the State Commissioner for Information, Culture and Home Affairs. His name is Babakura Jatau. He said, and I quote, "At the end of every year, there is reconciliation. Every single war is not ended by the power of the bullet and bomb. They, the insurgents, are part and parcel of us. They have surrendered. They are radicalized, and they are now, they've now realized their mistakes. Remember, we've been dealing with this problem for the past 13 years. For the past 13 years, the federal government has been battling with the insurgency without any peaceful resolution through firepower. They, the fighters now, voluntarily surrendered their arms. There is nothing to do but to accept them and appeal to members of the public to accept them so that they, the terrorists, can reintegrate into society, because there are many of them in the bush." End quote. What do we know? These are the things we know. According to International Crisis Group, Boko Haram launched full-on war on Nigeria, the Nigerian state, the Nigerian people, in 2009. What was their aim? To establish a caliphate inside Nigeria. In fact, it got really bad at some point. The caliphate was progressing. Territories were being claimed by these fighters. Military formations were being overrun by these fighters. People were killed. In fact, over 70,000 people have been killed since 2009. 2.5 million people have been displaced by terrorist group Boko Haram. Out of these 2.5 million people, about 250,000 of them have left Nigeria because there is no future for them in Nigeria. They've looked at it. Their present has been destroyed, taken away from them in search of better tomorrow. They've had to leave this country, go to countries like Cameroon, go to countries like Chad, countries like Niger. Boys have been killed, boys have been kidnapped, boys have been turned to killers, girls are being raped, forced into early marriage, put in serious health conditions, forced to start making babies when they're supposed to be in school. Wives have been turned to widows, husbands to widower, children orphaned. And I ask this question: does pardon mean acquitted? What does it mean when they say, "Let's pardon them"? What does it mean exactly? What is the meaning of the federal government of Nigeria that is currently prosecuting a war against Boko Haram, taking in surrendered Boko Haram members, then after a couple of processes, handing them over to the Borno State government? Is that the way it's done? Did these people carry arms against Borno State government or Nigeria? Should they have been made to face the law? Don't forget that amongst these people that surrendered, you have commanders of Boko Haram there. Commanders of Boko Haram, bomb makers. What happens to those ones? Will they still be among those that will be reintegrated back into their communities? Like Suleiman said, these people sometimes even killed their neighbors. What happens to thousands of people in IDP camps? They are angry, by the way. They are furious when they heard what the Borno State government said about these killers and murderers and kidnappers and rapists going back into their societies, into their communities. They are really, really angry. Now look at the other side of it. What could be the everlasting solution to a situation that we are in right now? Is dialogue the way to go? Is forgiveness the solution? Is force the solution? E.g., Afghanistan, United States military. What could be the lasting solution? We can't prosecute a war forever. We can't do that. There has to be an end to it. It has to come to an end. What is a logical way to bring an end to this war? Safe haven? I mean, we have Operation Safe Haven, by the way, where surrendered Boko Haram members and ISWAP fighters can come out and surrender, and they will be de-radicalized, and the whole lot of you saw all of those pictures the other time. Yeah, is that the way to go? How do the people who have suffered in the hands of the terrorists, how do they get closure? The victims, families and relatives of victims. How do you give them closure? Do they even matter to the government? Oh, 700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. Those are the two lines we're working with. The second line is for the female callers, by the way. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. Let me know what you think on those live streams on Facebook and on YouTube. If you'd like to get in touch via WhatsApp, the WhatsApp number is very up and active. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. When you call, please go straight to the point so we can take other thoughts as well. Let's see if we can squeeze in one call. We're processing a caller right now, Isaac. We don't have that much time. We only have a couple of seconds for you. If you can manage that, it'll be nice. Isaac is calling in from Ogun State. Morning to you, Isaac.
Hello.
Yes, morning. You've got about 45 seconds, Isaac.
Yeah, it's easy. I was calling since 5 o'clock, but
Isaac, please go straight to the point. Yeah.
Yeah. Accepting those Boko Haram repenters is like just accepting a time bomb. We are just like somebody carrying a time bomb into your house that waiting for when to explode again. We all are hearing what is happening in Afghanistan. So I don't think they should be pardoned.
Okay.
Can I just please?
Thank you, Isaac, for calling. I'm sorry, we don't have that much time. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, this is Christian calling from Ejibo.
Welcome, Christian.
My take this morning is we have just listened to most of what you have read concerning this Boko Haram. My own take and my own is that the federal government of Nigeria should please try to balance this whole thing. People are suffering based on what is the atrocity that is have committed to the citizens of this nation. Mm-hmm. For you to just like that, adopt them back to the society, say you are forgiving them. Apart from all that, they are only playing one side. What about the cities that don't job? What are the cities they have put in different place? Fathers, mothers. Sherry, I pray that this government will do the right thing to this nation and for people right. Are really in pain.
Right.
People are really in pain. Mm.
Thank you for the question. Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Sherry. This country now, I don't understand what's going on anymore. For me, I'm on the side of the Arua Collective Forum because you can't just bring some people from nowhere.
Mm.
They call themselves Boko Haram and say you want to put them back into the community that they've caused pain, tears, agony. Majority of them are scattered all over the nature. They don't even know where their family is. Things is not done that way. The government of Borno should bring those people to justice. So that those people that are dead, we know that at the end, they were brought to justice.
Right.
That's my thing.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's take another one. Let's make it very short and straight to the point. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Timmy calling from Awoyaya.
Welcome to me.
Yeah, these people, or bring them back to the society, is going to bring a serious mayhem more than what we've expected before. I schooled in Maiduguri. I know what I suffer if I could be able to get out from that situation. I have to travel all the way from Banki, to Cameroon, from Cameroon to cross river before coming to Lagos.
Wow.
It is not easy for people. If the government said they want to bring them back to the society, well, please, for my own advice for them, let these people stay with them in their government house for the next 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, don't bring them to the society. Let them stay with them in the next 2 years and see if they will change from there. Thank you very much, Sheriff.
Thank you, too, for calling. Appreciate it already, too. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Huh? When we return from this break, we'll take more of your thoughts on Facebook, on YouTube, on WhatsApp, and the telephone lines. Stay with us here on Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back on the second part of the Crossfire, second half hour, 8:33 is the time. I'm Sharif Quadri, it's nice to meet you. Or if you're just joining us for the very first time, it's great to know that you're there. Before the end of the show, we'll be playing just a minute where we'll be giving someone a chance to win 10,000 naira for today. But before then, let's continue our conversation on surrendered Boko Haram members. Pardon or prosecute. 0700-993-993-993 01465-7190. Those are the two lines if you want to get into the show via the telephone. If you like to just go online to go drop a comment, we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Just search for us and you'll see us there. You can send us WhatsApp messages. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. We're going to start this round with the telephone. Joy is joining us from Ikeja. Hi, Joy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Okay, Sheriff, I want to ask, let me give this illustration. If you heard that this person came to your house, not your house, just it's an illustration, comes to your house, rapes your wife, kill your children, and years later, the person comes back and tells you he has repented, would you allow the person in your house?
Nobody would do that.
So that is basically what the Boko Haram have done to the community. You see this person raise down your house, finish your family, and the person comes back and says he has repented. Which community would take this person in? For me, my suggestion is this. Since they said they have repented and they are sober, every action has a reaction to it. There are consequences for every action you take. So to show that you have truly repented,
right,
you should be able to face any consequences that comes with it. So they should be prosecuted and be taken to either the law enforcement agency or whatever to do the right thing. If they have truly believed they have repented. That's just my own little contribution.
Joy, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate it. On Facebook, before we speak with Ademola, let's really take one thought on Facebook live stream. Souvenir says, justice for the souls killed by surrendered Boko Haram. I guess you're saying that they must be prosecuted, not pardoned. Ademola, let's speak with you now. Hi, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Ademola, calling from Alpha.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is what impunity costs. If the government has failed to play their part, this is what we see. If they allow this guy back, another group will come up and also demand to be forgiven and reintegrated back into the community. So what they should prosecute and do the necessary things so that we won't have cause for such group to come up, cessation, we want this, we want that.
Mm.
If government has played its part very well, nobody will come out. I think what caused this earlier was because of the Niger Delta militant that they were giving amnesty, sent to abroad. So after a while, we have Boko Haram. Now we have bandits. Boko Haram is sprinting. Later on, bandits will also come to be forgiven and reintegrated into back to the community. How long are we to continue that way?
Right.
We will not have any single development. They will destroy. What the Boko Haram destroy, can the government fix it within ample of years?
It could take some time. Take some time.
And if another bandit is causing their own right now, would that be fixed? Before you know, Nigeria will finish. I just pray. God help us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ademola. Please call us again, okay? Let's take some thoughts from WhatsApp before we go to the telephone. We're processing another call right now. Anonymous from Ijegun says, if those terrorists were pardoned, other people like them, that's Boko Haram now, will still come up in the nearest future and feel they can make away, or they can get away, you mean, with heinous crimes. Such as these, or even worse crimes than these. Bottom line, they should be prosecuted. Anonymous, thank you for your thought. Olaita is joining us this morning from Suleri. Olaita, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Is that Sherry?
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
To me, forgiveness is good.
Okay.
But who is testing the genuineness of this forgiveness? How are we sure that they are not coming to wreak more havoc? Because when you forgive, and the person who is forgiven is genuinely repentant, then it gives room for others to repent too. Maybe we could have a handful of them repenting, then we'll have less of them as bandits. But we need to be careful so that we do not go from front and
Thank you, Olaita, for calling and talking to me. I'm going to go back to WhatsApp before the next call comes through. Akinshete Olajide says, people should stop comparing Sunday Igboho and Nnamdi Kanu with terrorists, Boko Haram, bandits and Fulani herdsmen. How can you pardon terrorists that have killed and destroyed? What the government is saying is that, why can't you go ahead and release all prisoners? I just pray what happened in Afghanistan don't happen here with the way this government is handling this security. Other countries are eliminating the terrorists while Nigeria government is doing and is dining and pardoning terrorists that should be sent to heaven for proper judgment. Akinshete is quite upset this morning. Let's speak with Etim. Etim is calling us from satellite. Etim, morning to you.
Morning.
Morning.
This so-called is surrendering a Boko Haram.
I'm so sorry. We lost that call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Family.
Very well, very well.
Our president is handling these children with kid gloves because in 2013-14, he told Jonathan now that a kill of Boko Haram is a kill for the North. Now he's in power. So he feels that I can do anything with these children, these stubborn children. He's looking at them as stubborn. He's not looking at the crime they are committing to humanity, innocent Nigerians. So he's treating it with kid gloves and wanting to replicate what Yar'Adua did in Niger Delta region in Northeast, which is unfair. Niger Delta people, they didn't kill people. They were agitating for their rights. These people are killing. You ask them what in bring water. They forced me to enter here. Then I started the kill. Do you know what it is to take blood? Those people will be smelling blood. They will want to kill, they will continue to be killing, even if you integrate them into the society. They look at human beings like nothing. And we want to bring them in. If I were them, if I were the president, I would prosecute them and jail them. Impossible.
Very.
Kill them. Good morning.
Morning to you too, Madam Ify. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Akibe on the line.
Welcome.
It seems people don't know the meaning of forgiveness. When you forgive, you the past error, they are punished. Look at God. He punished Israel. He punished Moses. Moses did not enter the promised land because he disobeyed God. So when you are talking about forgiveness, You are talking of persecution. And so after the jail term, they now have a new beginning. That is the meaning of forgiveness. You don't forgive, and somebody stole your money, and he said he has repented. What did God say? He said restitution. Restitute and even add additional money to it as interest. You, if people read the Bible, they say they are Christian. They don't read the Bible. Now, when you talk, we are not dancing to the tune of Gumi, who requested that they should be given what they call it, amnesty, or they should be forgiven. So how much has Gumi given to whoever is agitating that? The money that was spent on arms, that the arms that were not bought by the soldier, before Buhari come in, are the one the Buhari cut away billions to buy arms. Yeah, those arms were not bought. So they need to be prosecuted, even the Buhari, after he must have left the position. Because he cut away billions to buy arms. And the arms are not working against the Boko Haram.
Hold on. Where did you get the information that the government collected money for arms that they didn't buy the arms?
It was an open talk.
No, I think...
As a journalist, was a huge amount set aside by Buhari to buy arms.
Yeah.
Yes, so I'm not trying to document it on the ground. I'm not a journalist.
No, I'm saying that you got your facts wrong. That's what I'm saying.
No, I didn't get it wrong.
No, yes, you did.
He budgeted money for arms.
No, he can't.
And he was giving the money.
That's what I'm saying to you, that you got it wrong, completely wrong, actually. I mean, completely upside down.
How was the money given now? Let somebody think about the money that was set aside to buy arms.
There is a defense budget. So when you see something that's called budget, it doesn't mean that the money is right there on the ground. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't say personally to the budget. The money was budgeted to buy arms. But yes, the arms are not there to
finish
the Boko Haram.
We
are pleading for leniency for them.
Okay,
which is even against God's will.
But you said that he bought the arms and he was given money and he didn't buy the arms. Is that not what you said?
He was not the one giving money directly.
Aibe, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. That's with James. He's been on the line for some time now. James, hi. Sorry for keeping you on the line. Are you there, James?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. Go on, James. We're with you now.
Hello?
Yes, we're with you, James.
Can I go ahead?
Yes, please.
I'm calling here from Ikorodu.
Welcome, James. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to ask a question about this Boko Haram. Hello?
Go on. James, we're with you. We're with you.
All right. Are these Boko Harams all Nigerians, or there are foreigners among them? That's my question.
Okay.
Thank you too.
I can't exactly say that all of them are Nigerians until those that profile them when they surrender will now tell you. But what I can tell you is that Borno State government is telling some communities in Borno to accept them back into their midst. Well, whatever that means, I don't know whether they are Nigerians or they are not Nigerians. I don't know until we hear and know that they've been properly profiled and found that they are Nigerians indeed. On Facebook, Collins Sunday says we should be careful with those people. I feel they should be forgiven because... Collins, where are you again? Oh, my goodness me. Collins, he's disappeared. I'm so sorry. Oh, wow. I will look for it. Okay, found it. Says we should be careful with those people. I feel they should be forgiven because they came out themselves. If they decide to come out without no stress, that shows that they are ready to repent. Ejikemi Elijah on Facebook says, nothing like repentance or surrender. It is another strategy to cause more havoc. These people are to join ISWAP because Boko Haram was government sponsored. But there are no more... Oh, I'm so sorry. Now I can't find it again. I mean, the rush is so intense. I can't find it again. I'm sorry. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Hello, good morning to you. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Thank you very much. You are Mr. Sam.
Welcome.
Thank you. Well, it is unfortunate the way the federal government handled this matter. It goes to show the level of impunity and lawlessness. A matter like this is not even the Borno governor that's supposed to tell us. It is the president of this country that's supposed to address the nation and give us comprehensive steps that they have taken. And why they come to arrive at the point of pardoning these people. So it's not a one-man show. For me, I still believe that these people should have their day in the court. If they tell the court their story and the court see it wise, to pardon them and discharge and acquit them, fine. But if they are fine wanting, let them serve their sentence so that others will learn from that.
Right.
That's my take.
Thank you for sharing your take. Appreciate it. If you are just joining us, you're welcome. It's the Morning Crossfire. 8:47 is the time. We're talking about Boko Haram members that have surrendered. Should they be prosecuted or should they be completely pardoned? Well, the Borno State government has said that they will be pardoned. In fact, they have appealed to residents of their various communities to please take them back in and forgive them. We spoke with the Coalition of Northern Groups just a couple of minutes away, and they said that it is irresponsible of any government to have taken that route towards reintegrating these repentant Boko Haram back into society. Let's speak with Chomi, who is in transit this morning. Chomi, good morning to you. Chomi, are you with us?
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Sheriff.
Yes, please.
We have so many people in prison. Some are murderers, some are arsonists, kidnappers, all sorts. And then we want to pardon the ones we have seen that have not exited the prison. Are those ones in prison not sorry for their sins? If they decided to do that like they did with the MIM guy, no problem. They can do anything because they may have made up their mind. So maybe we're wasting our time. But it's not right. It's not right. They want to use them for 2023 election and want to force people to now be afraid because they've released their, hitmen. Okay. No problem. They can go on. Good morning.
Morning to you too. Tell me for calling. 8:48 is the time. We're going to YouTube. Let's take some thought from YouTube. Abiola Ayodele on YouTube says, I'm not against them being prosecuted. Of course, death is their reward. But will the remaining members in the bush be ready to surrender? That's a question Abiola is asking on YouTube. Oladoja Larry on YouTube says, Nigeria cannot progress if our government is still handling security issue the way they are handling it now. Oladoja, thank you. Ni Adeshino is also on YouTube and he says, pardon? This may be a bigger plan of Boko Haram to infiltrate the army. In any case, in case the so-called repentant murderers are recruited into the armed forces, a shame on the part of this federal government. Sad. Adesoji is also here on YouTube and he says, it need to look at these issues critically and look at the way to solve it. Going forward, we need to know their motive and also look for how we can make sure such issues can be avoided. And he says hashtag must be prosecuted. Value 466 says they need to be camped and profiled by the state to ascertain foreigners, forced women and children and adult men. If the leader was not killed, would they have surrendered? Value 466 on YouTube. Nii is also on YouTube. Nii says, what is the consideration for their surrender? Is it information on Boko Haram operations, location of Chibok girls, etc.? Nigeria has become a big fat joke in the hands of incompetent leaders. That's Nii Adeshina who put that in. Samuel says, pardon is not the option. Samuel, thank you for your thought. This is how far we can go this morning, Lagos, Nigeria, because we have to play just a minute. Do you agree we should play just a minute or we should just keep taking calls? Let's play just a minute, all right? Just a minute is a CSR put together by the management of Nigeria Info to give back to the society. We are big on giving back. So it's something that we've been doing for over a year now, and we'll continue to do it. I won't get tired of it, as a matter of fact. One person gets 10,000 naira on our regular shows. Another person gets 5,000 naira on our sports shows every day. That's 15,000 naira every day, including Sundays on the sports shows. That's to show you that we're really, really committed to giving back to society. So if you're ready, let's play Just a Minute.
This is Just a Minute on 99.3 Nigeria.